I'm here with novelist Liz Fenwick, and we're at a kind of romantic novelist association summer party, aren't we?
It is a bit like that, really. There's so many lovely authors here and so many lovely readers.
Now, tell me about you, Liz. I know your name, and tell me about what books... Tell me about your life in books.
My life...
Very briefly.
Yes, very briefly. I write books set in Cornwall. So, Cornish House, A Cornish Affair, A Cornish Stranger, and Under a Cornish Sky. So, if you're looking to escape and go down to where most people seem to lose their heart, as I did many years ago, my books are one way to do it without taking the train or sitting on the M4.
So they're a summer read, or are they all year round?
All year round.
Yeah, yeah. And Cornwall, so how did you end up there?
It's a bit romantic, actually.
Oh, perfect!
My husband's parents lived down there. And he took me down about a month after we met, and I thought it was to meet the parents and go to the parent test, but it was actually the Cornwall test. And if I hadn't fallen in love with Cornwall that weekend, we wouldn't be coming up to our 25th wedding anniversary this summer. And he proposed to me on Frenchman's Creek. So can you get much more romantic than that?
No, you can't. So he's Cornish.
He's not actually Cornish, but he spent much of his growing up time there.
So he's had the yearning to go back.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you love about Cornwall?
It's easier to say what I don't love.
Okay.
Holiday traffic is probably the answer to that. I love the landscape. I see stories in the landscape. I love the myths and the legends and the fact that when you cross the Tamar, the world feels different. And people look at me like I'm strange, but I think most people who have actually done it, whether they've gone down on the motorway or they've taken the train down, there is a change. There's something wild about Cornwall, and I think it speaks to the wildness in us. You know, I was somebody who doesn't really know the West Country. I said, Devon is so beautiful, it almost hurts. It's perfect. I said, you get to Cornwall, and it's not uniquely beautiful. It's not smooth. It's all rough edges.
It's quite raw. Scary. There's kind of darkness to Cornwall,
I always think. It's primitive. It's primal, even. And that appeals to me because my writing has a dark side to it. And I think many people who write about Cornwall, well, I'm not as dark as Daphne du Maurier by any means, but I think it does ask you those sort of questions. And in the landscape, you see those sort of things. It's a magic place.
What do you think of pole dart, then, on telly?
Oh, I love it. Oh, yes, yes, please. I mean, he is magnificent. And what I'm most excited about it, on the same day as Under a Cornish Sky comes out in July, Pam Macmillan are reissuing in collector's editions Ross and Demelza, and I've written the afterword for it.
Oh, what a compliment!
Yes, I mean, it was like, oh, me? Really?
God, that means you really are Mrs. Cornwall.
Well, I'm lucky because Waterstones in Cornwall call me the Queen of Cornish Fiction.
And are you... It's all contemporary then, isn't it? Or not?
Well, no, it's not. I mean, all of them have a historical thread, and the one that comes out in January doesn't have Cornwall in the title. It's called The Returning Tide, and that's half historical.
I can hear an American accent.
You're correct. I'm from Boston.
Wow. Well, oh, well, they speak very English there, don't they?
To a certain extent,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, but it's got... Your accent's really gone, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, when I first moved, I worked in the Lloyd's Market, and I think when you're the butt of every joke, you quickly change your vocabulary and slowly the accent disappears. And we've lived all over the world. My husband's in the oil industry, and I've watched my children pick up a Texan accent. I'm thinking, no. And then we lived in Canada, and we've lived in Indonesia and Dubai and Moscow. So as we've moved around, for some reason or other, that made my accent more English.
Because you were hanging out with an Englishman, it must have been.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what? So the next book's coming out when?
January.
I can't wait. Liz Fenwick, thank you so much for giving your time to talk to Radio Gorgeous.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.